At this time, I'd like to invite the children forward for the children's message. Good morning. I have a quick question. I have a photo here on my phone. Can you tell me who's on this picture in my phone?
You.
Yeah, one of those people is me. And who's that other person? Yeah, my wife. For those of you who can't see, it's a picture of me with my wife as she's graduating from college. Oh, it just went off? Well, there. Now you can see it. It was just a blank picture the whole time. But she's a part of my family. Now, do you guys have family members? Yeah. Can you tell me one of your family members? You have a dad. How about you? You got a cousin? Cousin and a dad. All right. So we all have family. And you know, I bet if I turned out here to the congregation, everybody here has family too. And maybe even they're sitting with their family. But here's an interesting thing. Did you know that all of you are also have family members sitting right next to you that are not related to you by blood? I know, that look, you're giving me the look of, what is Pastor talking about? But you see, when we're baptized into Christ's family. We're covered by God's grace and made new again, and we're part of God's family. So whether you're sitting up here alone, or you're sitting here in the congregation next to a family member, whether it's a brother, a dad, or a cousin, you're also sitting next to your brothers and sisters in Christ. Because God has made us, through baptism, part of his family. Let's pray. Dear Lord, Father in heaven, we thank you for all the good that you have given us in our life. And Lord, we thank you for being surrounded by fellow brothers and sisters, that you have brought us into your holy family. Continue to help us grow your church and grow your family. In your name we pray. Amen.